Three Sisters, Three Queens. Written by Philippa Gregory and read by Bianca Amado.
Richmond Palace, England, June 1503. I go to the nursery to say goodbye to my sister Mary, and who should I find but Catherine, teaching her to play the lute, as if we don't employ a music master, as if Catherine has nothing better to do. I don't trouble to conceal my irritation. "I have come to say goodbye to my sister," I say, as a broad hint to Catherine that she might leave us alone. "And here are both your sisters. I have to say goodbye to Mary." I ignore Catherine and guide Mary to the seat in the oriel window and pull her down to sit beside me. Catherine stands before us and listens. "Good," I think. "Now you can see that I too have a sense of my destiny. I'm going to Scotland, to my husband. I'm going to be a great queen," I inform Mary. "I will own a fortune, a queen's fortune. I will write to you and you must reply. You must write properly, not a silly scribble. And I will tell you how I get on as a queen in my own court." She's 7 years old, no longer a baby, but her face puckers up and she reaches out her arms to me. I receive the full sobbing weight of her on my lap. "Don't cry," I say. "Don't cry, Mary. I will come back on visits. Perhaps you will come to visit me." She only sobs more passionately, and I meet Catherine's concerned gaze over her heaving shoulder. "I thought she would be glad for me," I say. "I thought I should tell her, you know, that a princess is not like a ploughman's daughter." "It is hard for her to lose a sister," she says with ready sympathy. "And she has just lost a mother and a brother." "I have too," I point out. The older girl smiles and puts her hand gently on my shoulder. "It's hard for us all." "Wasn't very hard for you." I see the shadow pass over her face. "It is," she says shortly. She kneels beside the two of us and puts her arm around my sister's thin, shaking shoulders. "Little Princess Mary," she says sweetly. "One sister is leaving you, but one has arrived. I am here, and we will all write to each other, and we will always be friends. And one day you will go to a beautiful country and be married, and we will always remember our royal sisters." Mary raises her tear-stained face and reaches out for Catherine's neck. So she's holding us both. It is almost as if we are welded together by sisterly love. I can't pull away, and I find that I don't want to. I put my arms around Catherine and Mary, and our three golden heads come together as if we were swearing an oath. "Friends, forever and ever," Mary says solemnly. "We are the Tudor sisters," Catherine says. Though obviously she's not. "Two princesses and one queen," I say. Catherine smiles at me, her face close to mine, her eyes shining. "I am sure we will all be queens one day," she says.